Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Today we will cover some more inspiring narrations. We hope that what is shared in this program today is a means of inspiration and motivation for all viewers. Before we move on to the main theme, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam with specific words. What are those words? Please listen, those words are as follows. Whosoever said, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluh. 70 angels write good deeds for him or record good deeds for him for 1,000 days. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. When children listen to narrations like this, they don't think twice. They start to recite according to their abilities and they would want to know the words of this particular way of salawat or expression of salawat. They would want to express this to gain this reward. When they think about it, 1,000 days, 70 angels continuously writing good deeds. But for many adults, they think, oh, it's another narration among other narrations that we know. This yearning for good deeds is something which we need to revive within ourselves. And we hope that through reflection upon the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we will be inspired to yearn for more good deeds. It's about doing as many as you can. Some people may think, well, a good deed is a good deed. I can do other good deeds too. Good deeds conceal the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we do not know which good deed will lead to salvation for us. So we do not leave a single good deed. We do not belittle any good deed. We try to do as much as we can. And this applies to general things like the voluntary elements. Young, healthy people should be performing these extra or non-essential or those elements which are not obligatory, simply because it's a means of reward. And if young, healthy people do not make this extra effort to attain reward, then do we expect the weak or elderly or those who struggle to pray, who have some kind of physical challenge, do we expect people like that to be doing all these extra things? No. A believer should yearn to attain more good deeds. So whether it's a narration of salawat in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, or it is any other narration which expresses a virtue, expresses reward of virtuous actions, we should come forward, we should try our best. Today, inshallah, I will share with you a very famous hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, which is a means of encouragement for us to not just perform good actions or righteous deeds, but at least minimum should be that we intend to do good deeds. It's very encouraging, it's very inspiring. Let me share this hadith narration with you. It is mentioned in Bukhari and it is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam reports from his Lord, reports from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the words? إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written good actions and bad actions and then stated them. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. The narration continues, and whosoever intends a good deed but does not act upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes a complete good deed for him. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَشَّرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَىٰ سَبْعِ مِئَةِ دِعْفٍ إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And whosoever intends a good deed and acts upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for him 10 to 700 good deeds, or even more than that. The narration continues. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا. And whosoever intends an evil deed but does not carry it out, does not perform that evil deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for him a complete good deed. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدًا. And whosoever intends an evil deed and acts upon it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a single sin for him. To summarize this narration, whosoever intends a good deed but does not carry it out, does not fulfill his intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still give him the reward of a complete good deed. He did not do anything. He just thought about a good action. He made an intention, but he did not practically fulfill that action. He still attains a good deed. And if he is successful in carrying out the good deed, we are told in the narration very clearly, his reward, it may vary from 10 good deeds to 700 good deeds to even more, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the sinful action, if the intention of sin is there, he is not answerable. It is not yet sinful when it's just a thought. In fact, if he does not do it, or he refrains from the sinful intention, then he is given a good deed for that also, a complete good deed. If the individual carries out the sinful intention, does that sinful deed, then it's only one sin. I say only one sin, but we should not have this attitude towards sin. As I mentioned to you in the beginning of the program, we should be people who yearn for every single good deed, because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concealed within good deeds, and we do not know which good deed may lead to our salvation. The same way, sinful deeds, do not look at sinful deeds and think, oh, this is a small sin, or this may be a sin which may not lead to my destruction, or may not determine my future in the hereafter. That very sin that we may not think much of may be the very reason why the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incurred. So we must refrain, or we must try to refrain from every sin. And we as believers should try to do every single good deed as much as we can, as often as we can, to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This narration, as the scholars of hadith have mentioned, or in commentary of this narration that was shared with you, one point which is raised is, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. That a person does one good deed and his reward may vary from 10 to 700 to even more. Because the reality of the human being is that the human being does more sinful actions. Generally speaking, we commit so many sinful actions. Our transgressions seem to be endless. So it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we do a good deed, Allah through His mercy multiplies it. But when we perform a sinful action, it is only considered to be a single sinful action, generally speaking. So good deeds will generally outweigh bad deeds. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had this not been the case, then there would be danger for us. A danger of what? That we would accumulate so many sinful actions, our sins would definitely outweigh the good that we do, and the akhirah, the hereafter, will be very difficult for us. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This point in itself should make us feel and accept wholeheartedly that our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He is giving us so many opportunities to attain His forgiveness and to attain reward in His court. We are truly doomed and ill-fated if after all these opportunities of blessings, we still fall into sin and do not take advantage of these beautiful ways of attaining reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A point which comes to mind is that intending good, this is an action of the heart, and one is given reward for the intention of good, even though he did not perform that good deed. In the same way, intending a sinful action, this is also an action of the heart. So just as one is given a complete good deed for intending good, it should have been the case that if he intends evil, then that's also the same action of the heart. So a sin should have been incurred. But instead, one is given a good deed if he does not carry it out and it just remains an intention. Why this difference? One answer that is given by the scholars of hadith is this, that when one intends something bad or intends something evil and he refrains from it, his action of stopping himself and refraining from that sin cancels out, nullifies the evil intention. So that evil intention is replaced by the good deed of not doing or not performing that sinful action. So that good deed of not doing the sinful action cancels out the evil intention which was originally there. And this is supported by a prophetic tradition where our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, there is charity upon every Muslim. Someone asked, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, if a believer is not able to do a good deed, our beloved Prophet ﷺ answered by saying, to refrain from sin, this is also sadaqah, this is also charity. So this idea of stopping oneself from sin cancels out evil intention is supported by this hadith narration. Allama Badruddin Aini Hanafi, he mentions a fine point regarding the evil intention and reward attained if a person does not carry out that evil intention. He makes the difference clear. He says, if a person makes an evil intention and he stops himself from doing that evil deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no obstacle for him which is stopping him from doing that evil deed, then he is given a good deed as a reward. But if he has an evil intention and he stopped doing that evil deed because of an obstacle, meaning he himself did not refrain from the evil deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obstacle, whatever it was, deterred him or stopped him from carrying out that sin, now he is not given a good deed for stopping himself from that evil action. So Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahmah, he mentions that the word kamila is an expression of the fact that the good deed which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a complete good deed without any element of being less in any way. And Imam Nawawi alayhi rahmah is quoted as saying that when sin is mentioned in the hadith, sin is described with wahida, a single sin, which is also an expression of the fact that the sin which is carried out is not multiplied in any way. It is the good deed which is multiplied with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, in the hadith, katabahu Allahu is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels to write. So the angels are the ones who actually write the good deeds. It is done with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the evidence to support the fact that the angels write the good deeds is a hadith Qudsi where it is said, إِذَا أَرَادَ عَبْدِي أَنْ يَعْمَلَ سَيِّئَةً, that when my slave makes the intention of evil, فَلَا تَكْتُبُوهَا عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَعْمَلَهَا, do not write that evil deed in his account, حَتَّى يَعْمَلَهَا, until he actually performs it. The fact that there is an instruction to the angels to write in or not to write in this narration is evidence of the fact that it's the angels who write the good deeds. How do angels write good deeds related to intentions? In the commentary, it is clarified that this may happen in one of two ways. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the angels regarding the intentions of the people, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has empowered them in such a way, Allah has granted the angels the ability to know what the individual is intending. And according to one opinion, when a person makes a good intention, the fragrance of that is sensed by the angels. Yes, it actually gives off a kind of a fragrance which is sensed by the angels, who through that they decide that this is a good intention and they write accordingly. And when he makes an evil intention, a foul smell or a bad smell comes from that individual, which the angels sense and they act accordingly. Alama Ahmad Sawi Maliki alayhi rahma, he writes that there are five types of thoughts. Number one, hajis. This is a sudden thought which occurs to an individual. Number two, khatir. This is a thought which is continuous. So one continuously or repeatedly thinks about this particular thing. Number three, hadithun nafs. This is when a thought comes to a person and he shows an inclination to it and he makes a plan to carry it out. Number four, ham. This is when a thought comes to an individual and he is inclined, strongly inclined, and it's very likely that he will carry it out or try to attain or fulfill that thought. There is some element which deters him. There is some element which may be an obstacle, but it doesn't predominate his intention to fulfill it. So the intention to fulfill the action is still stronger. Number five, azm. This is when one makes a firm intention to do something, he's going to carry it out no matter what. Any element which may deter him does not even exist. There is nothing that will deter him from carrying out that action. He firmly intends it and he will carry it out. The first four that were mentioned, namely hajis, khatir, hadithun nafs and ham, one is not answerable for them. One is not accountable for those. But this fifth type, azm, this firm intention of carrying out that, if it's an evil action, then obviously this would be sinful. He will be answerable for this. He will be held accountable for azm if it is a firm intention of an evil action. So if we understand this from an example, if a person has a thought of stealing, a sudden thought comes to his mind. This is hajis. If that thought is repetitive, it occurs to him continuously, then this is described as khatir. If he shows a definite inclination towards it and he plans something in his mind, I will jump over this wall, or I will break this door, or I may enter the premises through this way, this is hadithun nafs. If he intends to steal and the deterring element is quite weak or weaker, meaning he's simply thinking, I may be caught, maybe it's better for me not to steal, then having this kind of feeling or having this kind of intention would be the ham element. But if he decides that I'm going to steal no matter what, I don't care if I'm caught, I don't care about the consequences, there is no deterrent, absolutely nothing stopping him from carrying out his intention, this is azm. And for this last one, he will be answerable and he will be accountable for it. A question may come to mind in light of the main hadith tradition which we shared today, that there is mention of 10 to 700 good deeds or even more. Which or how many good deeds does an individual attain through his good intention, rather acting upon the good intention and doing a good deed? Is it 10? Is it 700? Is it more? Or when will one attain more reward? The answer that is given to this is that it depends upon the sincerity of an individual. It depends on the individual personal effort or action of an individual, his condition, his location. All these matters may determine whether he receives more reward or less reward. But generally speaking, the more sincere he is, the more reward he will receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different people attain different reward. For example, the noble companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, it is said about the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that if they give just over a kilo in weight of barley in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are they giving? Barley. In the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much? Just over a kilo. That amount is better than a normal person or someone who is not from that righteous group of companions, for a normal person to give a mountain, the equivalent of Mount Uhud in gold, is not better than the Sahaba giving just over a kilo of barley in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this is taken from a hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he said, do not speak ill of my Sahaba, of my companions. For if one of you gave gold equal to Uhud, meaning gold equal to Mount Uhud in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sadaqah, it would not reach a single mud or half of that given by the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So basically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made it clear that Sahaba giving just over a kilo of something like barley in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sadaqah, or even less than that, because the Prophet said that or even half. Another person giving gold equal to Mount Uhud will not be the same as that kilo or less than kilo given by the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This is the status granted to the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So good deeds, how many good deeds an individual attains may depend upon his sincerity, and it may depend upon other circumstances. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to attain reward in abundance through our good intentions and through sincerity. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.